This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When the news broke that the Bears acquired Pro Bowler Khalil Mack, the score jumped into action with Danny Parkins and Bears reporter Mark Grody taking Score Guy reaction in studio.
Danny Parkins hanging out with Bears reporter Mark Grody with you on a Saturday. Happy Khalil Mack Day. Lawrence Holmes, what was your initial reaction?
This is a GM who is pushing all his chips in the middle of the table. I think that he should be applauded for that.
Connor McKnight.
Got a guy that's premier at his position in the NFL.
Danny Mack, what do you think of the Khalil Mack trade?
Bears. My jaw dropped. This isn't Jay Cutler. This is a guy who's been the best player in the league as voted.
Dan Bernstein.
If they're healthy at the end of December, they're right in it.
David Hall with us.
It's as much of an investment in faith as it is money when you allow your team to trade for a guy this dominant.
Habarkish.
I never thought it would happen because I never thought the Raiders would do this, but if they're dumb enough to do it, I believed that the Bears would at least be in the conversation.
Only The Score can cover breaking news like this. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Tonight, join Lawrence Holmes at Chasers Sports Bar in Lake Zurich for a Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast with Lance Briggs. Lawrence will go live at 6 p.m. and Lance will make an appearance from 7 to 8:30. Spend your night with The Score, Lance Briggs, and Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, my name! We get better, best! We get better, best! We get
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing great. Hey, how are you guys?
We are trying to figure out where the Bears fit into the landscape of the league because it's hard to tell who's good and who isn't. I think we see a couple of really good teams. Maybe the Saints are a pretty good team, but I don't know, you know, other than the Rams and the Chiefs, I think we have a Super Bowl set. It's week to week for everybody else, Mike.
Yeah, and look, there's always going to be a team or two out there that disrupts what our preconceived notions are. It's looking like Rams and Chiefs right now, but both teams have a long way to go. The Saints could disrupt things in the NFC. The Bears still could. I mean, the Bears are right there, 3-1. You know, you forget them when those early buys, it's like, oh, they're still in the league. Like, it's like, well, I don't like the early buys, but the Bears, I think, are going to be very competitive. They've been competitive so far. They're in first place in division. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of football to be played before we figure out where the seedings are. But I think the Bears should be happy with where they are. They have as good a chance as anyone is making noise this year. And, you know, it's all going to come down to who gets hot down the stretch. We typically see that a team around Thanksgiving, maybe a team we're not even talking about at Thanksgiving, decides to find the gas pedal and off they go. But that's part of the process. Teams get better. Teams get worse. Injuries are an issue. So a lot of football to be played and a lot to be determined.
Never too early in Dallas to start speculation over the head coach. Jason Garrett invited some more scrutiny by going for, or should have gone for it on 4th-and-1, or a lot of people think that he should have gone for it on 4th-and-1. Played it safe. Cowboys lose. Heat intensifies. How hot is his seat getting in Dallas?
Well, I think that we're going to start hearing more talk along those lines if they continue to be inconsistent. You know, they have all the earmarks of a team that's destined to be somewhere between 7-9 and 9-7. They win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one. It's, you know, it's going to be matchup driven. There's going to be some games where their offense matches up well with the opposing defense, or their defense matches up well with the opposing offense, and that's a win. In other games, it's not going to be a good matchup. They don't have the creativity to go beyond the meat and potatoes of what they do. So, yeah, I think at some point we will start to hear reports that Jerry Jones is firmly behind Jason Garrett, and that'll be the clue that the time is coming. And I think the crack came on Sunday after Jason Garrett punted on 4th and 1 in overtime. Jerry Jones said, we need to be taking risks in that spot. We were outplayed all game. That was our chance. I mean, that's the clearest thing you're going to see, that there's a disconnect and there's a belief that if they don't make it to the playoffs this year, maybe Jerry Jones goes out and gets an alpha male type of a coach who's going to come in and take over. Jerry Jones wants to do it on his own. I think he may be getting to the point where he's willing to say, okay, I can't do it on my own. Let me get somebody who can come do it for me.
He should hire Barry Switzer. That worked out so well.
Hey, won a Super Bowl. That's how.
It's unbelievable. That's how good that team was.
Jimmy Johnson should get in the Hall of Fame just for that. That he built a team that was so good that even Barry Switzer could win a Super Bowl with it.
You buy in that Jordan Howard has no problems with his role on the Bears?
No. I'm buying that he's a good teammate, and he's not going to do an interview with Lil Wayne sitting next to him on ESPN saying that he's got a problem with the Bears. He's going to handle it the right way, and when it's time to talk publicly, he's going to say the right things. I think that's what's going on, because how could you not have a problem with it? You were the guy. You were the lead tailback coming into the season. The Buccaneers game, Tariq Cohen had a significant number of touches more than Jordan Howard. He's faded. He's subsided. And what's his role in this new offense? That's always a concern when you bring in a new coach and a new offense. Am I going to fit? Is it going to be me? Am I going to have the role I thought I was going to have? He's getting closer and closer to his payday, and it may be that he gets his payday somewhere else by the time it's all said and done. And really, if they're not going to use him like a number one guy, then why would they ever pay him like a number one guy, which pretty much answers the question of whether or not he's going to be a Bear after his rookie contract expires next year.
If all that's true, why not move him?
Well, I mean, that's always a possibility. Now the question is, you have him under contract at a very affordable rate. That's one of the hidden benefits to the league and to the teams of the 2011 collective bargaining agreement. You can go out and draft guys at a very affordable rate and keep them around. So, that's what you have to ask yourself. Okay, if somebody wants him, what are they going to give us? Because we're giving up a guy who is very, very affordable from a cash and salary cap standpoint, and we're going to use him. And if he's not going to complain publicly, then, we have no motivation to move him. So, maybe next year when he's in the fourth year of his contract, that would be a time to really seriously consider it. And there's always a chance somebody's going to make you an offer you can't refuse. But that having him under contract at that salary for the duration of his four-year rookie deal is a very, very strong argument in favor of keeping him around.
Mike, you referenced the Odell Beckham Jr. interview with Jacina Anderson and Lil Wayne. That was done apparently directly through Beckham. And I think that the Giants bristled a little bit because she did not go through the proper channels. Having, covered the NFL teams and gone through those situations before, I get it, sort of. I mean, if you have an opportunity to talk to somebody who's willing to say what he said, you kind of go for it. I understand why the Giants wouldn't necessarily want to welcome that or establish that as protocol. Where do you stand on it?
Well, there's an awkward dance that always goes on during the season when you go around the team. What happens is, on a player's day off, and for my show on NBC Sports Network, we get contacted all the time by guys who, like today, we had David Njoku of the Browns. We didn't reach out to get him. He's got a day off. His marketing rep said, hey, can he come on your show? And we say, sure. Now, that's different than having a sit-down, recorded interview that's going to be the centerpiece of a three-hour pregame show that is televised by one of the NFL's broadcast partners. That's when it becomes a little dicier. And yeah, look, hey, he wants to talk. He's going to talk to somebody. If he doesn't talk to them, he's going to talk to somebody else. And I'd love to know how much of what he said in that interview he intended to say and how much of it was drawn out of in the moment. I think there's a hell of a story behind the story as to how this came to be. But you have to worry. If you're a broadcast partner and you're working with these teams, and I see a Monday night game coming up October 22, must not see TV, Giants-Falcons, two wins between them. And then I see Giants at 49ers, must not see TV, on November the 19th on ESPN. You rely upon ESPN cooperating or the Giants cooperating with you if you're ESPN, whether it's production meetings, interviews, etc. And, you know, if you're responsible for the interview that has turned the team upside down, there's going to be some feathers that need to be unruffled at a minimum. And you just have to wonder how upset the Giants really are about this. But, you know, the bottom line is Beckham was going to say what he needed to say, and if he didn't say it to ESPN, I think he was going to say it to somebody.
The segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal in Ford's in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
It's interesting, Mike, because we always talk about quarterbacks and the fit in a scheme or the fit in a system and how, you know, the great players seem to fit every scheme. What's your take on Drew Brees? How good is he? Would he be in your top five of all time? Where does he rate?
Well, here's the thing. Most great franchise quarterbacks do benefit from great coaching. There aren't very many over the years that have had to overcome, you know, a subpar assistance from scheming and play calling. I mean, they you know, so I think that's part of what we have to factor into this. And I was making the case today that Drew Brees already is top five all time, because last night when ESPN was lavishing praise on him, at one point Booger McFarland said, you know, he's going to finish a top 10 quarterback. It's like, well, it's not top 10. I mean, let's give him a little more credit than that. He's going to have every record except all-time interceptions, which I think Brett Favre is going to take to his grave and beyond. But we don't have to rank them, but if we would put in the top five, if we would give Tom Brady, Joe Montana, John Elway, and Peyton Manning a spot, however they shake out, there's still a spot open. Who do you give it to? Do you give it to Brett Favre or Drew Brees? You could make the argument Drew Brees over Brett Favre. You could make the argument, easy argument, Drew Brees over Dan Marino. Marino should be happy that the doctors in 2006 in Miami didn't want Brees. Otherwise, Marino would be the second best quarterback in Dolphins history, assuming that he would get the kind of coaching he got in New Orleans.
Right.
So I think that you could make the argument he grabs spot number five, and he's not done yet. That's the other thing, too. I don't know how many more years he is going to play, but he could end up, you know, setting these records out so far that they're not going to be caught anytime soon. And I think he suffers from the fact that he was the third best quarterback in an era that had Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So how can he be fifth best all time? Well, maybe we'll appreciate with the passage of time how special it was to have Brady, Manning, and Brees all in the game at the same time.
Especially if the Saints win another Super Bowl, because they're capable this year. You never know. I mean, there's such a wide-open league right now, as we pointed out before. If the Saints win another Super Bowl and that Brees adds that to his legacy, then you're talking.
Changes everything. You get to two, because look, all the other guys out there who have two and only two and aren't already on the list, like Elway, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, I mean, Jim Plunkett, I mean, you're not going to get worked up over that. But when you have a guy with the tremendous statistical achievement and you give him two, that's what separates you from Brett Favre, right? That's what gets you even with John Elway. That definitely puts him top five of all time if he gets a second one, and they could. We're going to learn a lot about them the next 3 weeks.
How about Baltimore? Rodgers?
Well, look, you know, Aaron Rodgers is 32,000 yards behind Drew Brees right now, and he's only 5 years younger. So I don't know that when it's all said and done, we're going to look at Rodgers, because for me it's always been a combination of championships plus career statistical performance, sustained success over an extended period of time. And with Rodgers, he may have neither. I mean, Rodgers may not finish in the top five of the major categories, and he may have one Super Bowl championship. How do you merge those two together and crash the top five? And I know, like, Chris Sims is a firm believer Rodgers is already the greatest player at any position in the history of the game. Now, maybe he's got the most talent, but it's not just talent. It's talent and production. And maybe he's been hamstrung by his coaching staff. We don't know, you know. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, and he talks a lot about drinking scotch on good days and on bad days, if I'm having a scotch and I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm wondering how much differently my career would have gone if I'd had Sean Payton, if I had somebody with the gray matter of Sean McVay. And you just wonder how much longer they're going to tolerate the current coaching structure in Green Bay, because they're getting down to the last few chances with Aaron Rodgers, and if they want to win another one, they're going to have to change something. It's obvious this year they're not on the right path, and how much better would Aaron Rodgers be if he would have had better coaching throughout his career?
Mike Holmgren, back in the day.
Yeah.
All righty, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, could you imagine Mike Holmgren and Aaron Rodgers trying to coexist? Rodgers would make one of those passive-aggressive statements, and then Holmgren would walk in the door and punch him right in the face.
No kidding.
I love it. All right, Mike. See you guys. God bless. That is Mike Florio.
I like his top five. He's a Breeze or Favre guy.
Yeah,
I could see that. If Breeze wins again,
you're a big Favre guy. You cheer for interceptions. Oh boy! Did you notice he said he's put that record to rest?
Yes, I know. Going away. I know you perked up like that.
David played defensive back. Of course, he loves interceptions.
Love the interception.
That's why he's
not a surprise.
That's right.
All right, makes sense.
That's right.
All right, we're going to come back with some transition next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Have you had a foreclosure or bankruptcy and been turned down for a mortgage? Then you need to call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 for information about the numerous mortgage options for borrowers like you. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS number 19186.
Looking to get a CDL? Recent driving school graduate? Experienced driver looking for a change? Whatever your level of truck driving experience, Schneider is hosting driver recruiting events to help you find a rewarding career. Events are coming up throughout the month of October in the Chicagoland area, and you can now RSVP at schneiderjobs.com/events. Find the event closest to you. Get full event details and RSVP now at schneiderjobs.com/events.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson, what do you need improvement on?
Isn't at the same time, you know, I think each and every week I've gotten better. That's what I wanted to do, you know, in certain areas, you know, like at the line of scrimmage and stuff like that, you know, but you can always improve your route running, you know, create more separation and things like that.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score. Hey, Chicagoland Notre Dame fans and Score listeners. Take Fighting Irish football with you everywhere you go. On your mobile device, exclusively through the radio.com app.
Happy New Year, Irish!
Download the radio.com app now to hear every exciting play of Notre Dame football on your mobile device. Take the Fighting Irish with you anywhere you go. That's radio.com. Download it now to be ready for the next Fighting Irish game.
6-9.
Chicago Wolves leading goal scorer Brandon Peary returns to a loaded lineup looking to defend their Central Division title. Home opener is this Saturday for the Wolves at Allstate Arena. Free parking courtesy of the 2019 Kia Sportage. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is where Chicago goes.